Yo, it's Fun Baby Mass!
Hello and welcome to the Monday Mass for February 27th. We're going to be taking you through all the news that's fit to talk about in action sports. Action. Don't say action. In sports. Is action a bad word? Anyway, let's get right to it. Like I said, 5 minutes skate, 5 minutes snow, 5 minutes surf, 5 minutes other news. I leave myself 3 minutes for an intro. I think it's already been about 2.5 minutes. So let's get right into it. This episode of the Monday Mass is brought to you by Standee. Standee, they are a company out of Carlsbad, California. They make stand-up desks, full desks or desktop stand-up. I'm standing up right now. I have a Standee desk. It's awesome. STANDEECO.com. StandeeCo.com. Thank you, Standee, for my new awesome desk that I'm doing the Monday Mass on right now. We're going to get straight into it. Let's start with skate. In skate news, the Barracks just announced the winner for the 2017 In Transition project. This is where they get skateboarders to go film a part at their favorite and or local skate park. All the parts turned out just mind-blowing. But the winner, who was voted on by last year's winner and the previous year's winner, Daewon Song and Pedro Barros, was Willie Lara. Silky smooth, powerful, just ripping skateboarding by Willie Lara. And super excited to see Willie Lara skate in this year's Vans Pro Skate Park Series, which we'll hear more on later on. Second place, my personal favorite part, Louis Barletta skating to Duran Duran. Backyard mini ramp session from hell. Amazing skating by Louis Barletta. Third place, Jack Fardell. 39 years young, Jim Greco is set to drop yet another hammer of a part. Year 13. That's now. That's today. That's happening right now. After you listen to this, go find Year 13 on the internet and watch it. Artistic, hardcore, just Greco brutalizing himself for the love of skateboarding. What's not to love about that? Jim Greco. Can't wait. Can't wait. Transworld Skateboarding dropped its 29th video the other night in LA. Riddles in Mathematics premiered at the Vista Theater. And this film by Chris Thiessen is all the reviews are coming in. Everyone says just amazing. So I cannot wait to see it. Chris Thiessen always puts together the gold. And when you team up with Transworld Skateboarding, you can't lose. Also, speaking of Transworld Skateboarding, debuting a new design and layout for the magazine. And on the cover, this dude had the best night of his life. Yajay Popsen, not only did he get the cover of the brand new redesigned Transworld Skateboarding, but he also got the news he was going to be pro for Alien Workshop. So congratulations to Yajay Popsen. Got the cover, crazy video part in the film, and you're pro. You're awesome. Transworld Skateboarding also gave the Legend Award. This is a no-brainer. Ray Barbie got the Legend Award. He was handed that award by the one and only Lance Mountain. How rad is that? Ray Barbie getting the Legend Award. That is, that's too easy. The dude rules. Ray Barbie's the best ever. The nicest dude ever. Best guitar player. He's everything. He rules. Ray Barbie. Well, as you guys are listening to this, I am on a flight. I'm on a flight to Manly Beach, Australia, as part of the commentary team for the first stop on the Vans Pro Skate Park Series. This one's going down at Manly Beach in Australia. And I've already seen a photo of the park. It looks stellar. It's a stunner of a park. These dudes are going to be flying around this thing. The concrete is about to get heated. And you can watch it at vansparkseries.com. So tune in this Friday, the 3rd, March 3rd, for your first look at the 2017 Vans Park Series. It's going to be a banger festival of epic proportions. You tune in, you watch that. Let's move on to other news, and maybe we'll go to the snow next. Moving on in snow news, LA, Aaron Style happened just last weekend. I missed it on the last show. I talked something about it, something about 21 Pilots and dubstep snowboarding, but apparently it was a pretty amazing contest. LA, Aaron Stiles, right up the street. I didn't go. Max Perot went, and he went hard. He did a cab triple cork mute, a frontside triple cork, 1440 with a frontside grab. And we're going to get one of our snow experts to tell us exactly how hard that trick is. Snow expert, how hard is that trick?
Okay. Hi, I'm Todd Richards, and a frontside triple cork 1440 is leaving the jump off your heels, dipping your front shoulder three times, and spinning around 1440 degrees, which is, God, how many is that? That's three and a half, four. It's four times around.
Is that a hard trick?
Yeah, it's a pretty darn hard trick. I mean, the hardest part about that trick is probably stopping your rotation more than anything else. Because once you whip off the edge of the jump there and you tuck your shoulder, you're just going to go. And it's up to you to figure out when you need to open up and spot your landing.
That's how Max Perot won the LA Aaron Style. Did you know that?
I did know that. I did. I watched the finals live.
You're rad. Thanks for being on the Monday Mass.
What?
Thanks for being on the Monday Mass.
Monday masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later.
Wow. That sounds hard. Thank you, snow expert. That was the third stop in the series of Aaron Style events. Marcus Cleveland, Norway, 17 years old. He won. Major Lazer performed, and Flume, the DJ, performed as well. Flume has been to Kelly Slater's wave pool. And you have not. Flume's a DJ, and he's surfing a wave pool, and you're not. So, there you go. The Burton U.S. Open of Snowboarding is coming up March 1st. Hey, Matt Guest. Congrats. Matt Guest won the Oakley Mini Pipe Challenge in Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. Mini round of applause for a mini pipe win. Once again, the Burton U.S. Open starts March 1st. You can find that as well on the internet, which is probably where you're listening to this. Which is probably where you ingest the Monday Mass into your ears. Snowboarding brought to you, folks, by Hanson's right here in Encinitas, California. Hanson's bringing you all the snowboard news that's fit to jam into your ears here on the Monday Mass. And here we go, folks, in surf news. Tons of stuff happening in the waves, on the beaches, around the world. We're going to start with Owen Wright. Owen Wright, congratulations, returning to competition. Owen Wright surfed his first couple of heats in the Maitland and Port Stevens Toyota Pro QS 6000. Owen, some of you may know, some of you might not know, suffered a just awful head trauma surfing pipeline last year in the Billabong Pipe Masters. But Owen Wright, back at it, back in competition. They, you know, one of those stories told he would never surf again. Owen Wright is surfing again at a very high level, so we are super happy to have Owen Wright back in the lineup. And Dane Reynolds. Whoa! Dane Reynolds, between last Monday Mass and this Monday Mass, has been already in and out of a Portuguese prison. Cue the Midnight Express theme song. He's out. Dane is safe at home. Dane had his passport stolen and was treated like a villain, criminal, trying to get back home with no passport. And like I said, Dane is safe and sound. Kelly Slater caused some controversy, calling for a shark call. And in true Kelly fashion, opened it up to all the lovers, haters, everybody on Instagram and Twitter, wherever else Kelly's at. He just said, let's go. Let's do it. Let's cyber fight. And they did. And I think Kelly and his millions of fans hashed it out. Everybody's friends again, except for the sharks that are about to be cold. Surfer Magazine, one of the last juggernauts of surf media, has a redesign that went out, and it looks really cool. It does look a lot like Transworld Surf did at the end, but that's fine because that's clean. So Surfer Magazine, looking good. I'm liking it. Nice white space. You got a beautiful square for the action. Congratulations to the Surfer Magazine team. Job well done. Best magazine I've seen out of the surfer camp in a long time. I'm going to look at it again. Now, Robbie Madison tried to ride his dirt bike at Todos. He got blocked by Gary Linden and company. Tons of controversy going on there. It's like a real life Waterworld fight. You know the movie Waterworld where they ride around on motorcycles and jet skis and fight each other? That's what happened at Todos. That's still a developing story. There's lawsuits. There's bad words being thrown around. Speaking of bad words being thrown around, Gabriel Medina's dad has been banned from attending any WSL World Championship Tour events until April because he yelled at the judges. And maybe he threw something at him. So Charlie Medina is just like us. He's got to watch the WSL on his computer. He's not allowed to go down to the beach and whistle at his boy. He'll be back, Charlie. Don't worry. April's not that far away. Anastasia Ashley will be naked and afraid on the TV show Naked and Afraid. Anastasia Ashley will ditch her already skimpy outfit to a nothing outfit and go into the jungle. And we get to watch. And there's going to be a dude there with her, but that's fine. We can just imagine he's not there and it's just us in the jungle with Anastasia naked and afraid. I'd be naked and afraid to be in the jungle with me personally, but the Maitland and Port Stevens Toyota Pro QS 6000 just ended and Yago Dora took the win. Now, Yago, you know him as a free surfing air guy, but I made the call at the Vulcan Pipe Pro just recently that Yago Dora will, in fact, qualify for the World Championship Tour. He is that good. I'm calling he's going to do it this year. He is your current QS leader. So Yago, yeah guy, taking the win in a QS 6000. I said it last week, you got to watch these 6000s because these are the surfers that are going to be in contention to qualify. You know, there's not a lot of opportunity for QS points. So these QS 6000s are very, very important as Yago will be attesting towards the end of the year. Jesse Mendez got second, Ian Crane and Mitch Colburn getting equal third. Congrats, Crano. And Mitch, surf fans are hyped. Goofy footers, whoa, is that four goofy footers? That's awesome. Joanne DeFay won the NDT Pro on the women's side. Speaking of surfing and QS 6000 points at stake, the Australian Open of Surfing happens today, starting today, February 27th, Manly Beach, New South Wales, Australia. Tune in, worldsurfleague.com. You know you're going to. You know you're going to watch every heat, just like me. Surf nerds unite. Let's watch surf competition and get fired up. Why not? There's no shame in that. Surf news has been brought to you by Superbrand Surfboards and Clothing. I have a new Superbrand surfboard. That's what they paid to get their name on this podcast. I got a toy. It's called The Toy, and I like it. I'm excited to ride it. Thank you, Superbrand. Before we get into the other news section of the Monday Mass, rest in peace, the one and only Bill Paxton. Incredible character actor. He was in Aliens, Tombstone, Weird Science. Dude, that guy was in Weird Science. 90 films. Bill Paxton. So do yourself a favor tonight, tomorrow night, whatever night of the week you watch a movie, find yourself a Bill Paxton movie. Watch it. Celebrate this guy. He was just an awesome actor. I'm going to watch Aliens. Now let's go to other news. And in other news, well, I mean, you can watch the news if you want other news. I got a couple little things. A new music documentary coming out soon called Where It Begins, 1977 to 2000, The Rise of American Music Through Midwest College Scene, starring Steve Albini, Kim Deal, Ian McKay. The dude who was in Minor Threat and Fugazi. Yes, I will be watching that. I love all those people. 65 women broke the world record vertical head down skydiving thing. They were linked. 65 linked women jumping out of a plane, breaking a world record. Congratulations to them. I can't relate to that. Camp Shred. Hey, this is cool. Camp Shred, the world's largest surf demo, goes down at San Alejo Campgrounds right here in Cardiff by the sea. Or right there, wherever you're listening, that's where it is. March 11th through 12th. March 11th and 12th, I should say. Saturday, Sunday. It's the world's largest surf demo. Tons of surfboards, wetsuits, skateboards, whatever you want to do at in and around the beach, they have it there. You can try it out. You can put your greasy little mitts on it and paddle out and shred. That's why it's called Camp Shred. Oh, you can camp out too. But yeah, I got the honor to curate the music stage for Camp Shred. I got some really good bands to play. Monarch, Swim, and the debut of Messer and Mitchell, Tropedelic Jam, talking about Gabe Messer and Isaiah Mitchell, who are in so many rad bands, including Earthless, Drowning Man, Harsh Toke. They're going to be debuting their new two-man Tropedelic Psychedelic Jam act. I'm going to be DJing, playing some music. So go to campshred.com. As if you needed more information, all you need to know is come down to Cardiff by the Sea, come to the San Leo campgrounds March 11th, and plan on being there March 12th as well. Great music, great surfboards, wetsuits, etc. Come down, enjoy. This has been your episode of Monday Mass for February 27th. Go do something. I love you. Bye.